Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
And, you know, maybe you're in school still and you're still considering a future career. Well, you know, tourism is always going to be big. People want to travel. Gee, what do you want to do with your life? Oh, I want to travel. I want to see the world. So, of course, you're never going to run out of people who want to travel. So being a tour guide, maybe that's something you ought to consider.
Yeah, I thought it looked fun. You got to have a personality, and you need to like people. If you don't like people, this isn't the job for you. I went to Paris last year, and I thought we had some great tour guides. And I thought, I might do this. You know, if you move to a country and you don't have a work permit, this is something that maybe you could do on the side. You wouldn't have to be official. And it's also, if you work for yourself, if you're your own boss, you know, you've got some flexibility with your time, which is nice. I like that. We're going to talk about being a tour guide and how it can be a dream job, but it's got some challenges. Let's find out what that is. Right now, we're going to read through and then we'll be back.
You're in Paris, France, taking in everything the city has to offer. Luckily, there's someone helping you get the most out of your trip, a tour guide, who's keeping your group amazed with charming stories and surprising facts about each of the day's stops. These workers lead organized groups or private tours around a city or other significant landmarks. While getting paid to visit and discuss fascinating places sounds more like a vacation than work, the occupation involves several challenges you might not expect. First, tour guides must present the same locations with enthusiasm day after day. Their attitudes will affect those of their group members, so they need to discuss familiar sites with excitement even after the initial novelty of experiencing them has worn off. Another difficulty is communicating effectively. The more diverse a group is, the more important this skill is. To deal with language barriers and cultural differences, tour guides must be able to relate information clearly, remain objective, and be respectful of their group members' backgrounds. For example, a tour guide should be sensitive to their group members' religious differences when introducing a historical church. What's more, it's critical that tour guides keep their groups engaged. To do this, they shouldn't just provide facts, but also entertain their groups with jokes and interesting stories. A final challenge is solving unexpected problems. If a museum along the tour route is suddenly closed for maintenance or a person in the group gets sick, the guide is responsible for coming up with a solution. While these issues may seem tough to deal with, successful tour guides recognize that it's just part of a meaningful job, sharing their passion for the wonderful places they love.
Okay, guys, we're going to talk about being a tour guide. I'm sure some of our listeners out there have thought about it. It looks fun, especially if you enjoy talking to new people and enjoy sharing what you love about the city with others or your country with others. So you're in Paris. We're setting the scene. You're taking in everything the city has to offer. If you take something in, it just means you enjoy it. You might say, oh, this weekend I'm going to take in a movie with a friend. So you go and see it, you know, you enjoy it, so you're taking it in. Also, you can talk about sometimes when little kids, you know, are looking at everything and they just look really bright-eyed, they're taking in everything. They're looking, they're kind of discovering new things. That's also how we use that. They're taking in everything.
Yep, you're basically enjoying everything the city has to offer. The canals, Notre Dame, the Eiffel Tower, the Louvre Museum, etc., etc. So the tour guide is taking you around, introducing all these things to you.
I went on a chocolate tour, I'll be honest. I didn't do the normal thing. And a pastry tour as well.
Okay, well, I've never been to Paris myself, but the last time I went on a trip with a tour guide was in Beijing.
Huh.
Gee, that was almost 20 years ago. The tour guide was a local Chinese guy. He was very good. It was a lot of fun. I got to speak Chinese with him and stuff like that. At the time, he said, I looked like one of the members of Metallica. But I took that as a compliment.
He knew Metallica?
Yeah, they like heavy metal music over there. But in any case here, let's go on here with the next sentence here. It says, luckily, there's someone helping you get the most out of your trip, a tour guide who's keeping your group amazed with charming stories and surprising facts about each of the day's stops. So this is the tour guide, and they help you get the most out of your trip. To get the most out of something means to enjoy it as much as you can. You get the most out of it. Of course, you want to get the most out of pretty much everything you do in your life. If you want to get a job, you want to get the most out of your job, get as much experience as possible, meet as many people as possible, make as much money as possible. Just use it as best you can for your own gain.
Now, one of the things the tour guide might do is keep relating some funny stories or some history about the place. That's my favorite part about going on a tour. You often don't know, you know, the background or the stories behind the places that you're going to see. So that tour guide does a lot of research and comes up with some charming stories, stories that amuse people, and surprising facts about each of the day's stops. Under the ground, under the street in Paris, they've buried a lot of bones. They had to move dead bodies. They had to move skeletons from a cemetery and move them all under the city because there was no more room. And you can go on a tour in those.
The catacombs.
Loved that. That was so awesome. My friend wasn't really interested until we went. And then our tour guide had so many great stories about historical figures that it was worth it. So that's part of being a tour guide, coming up with these charming stories and facts about places that you are taking people around to see.
Yeah, I've known quite a few Western tourists who pride themselves on solo travel. Tour guide, guided tour, I would never do that. That's very low class. I'm a solo backpacking traveler, but still, there is something to be said about having a charming tour guide who has all that information, and they're willing to share it with you, so it can be quite a good experience. Plus, you get to meet the other people in your tour group, especially if you kind of organize one when you get there. Like that's what I did with my wife when we went to Beijing. We just joined a tour there, and we got to meet some people from, my goodness, Canada and Hong Kong and Portugal. It was a great experience, I must say. So indeed, they can give you surprising facts about each of the day's stops, the different places you stop during a tour. Now, these workers lead organized groups or private tours around a city or other significant landmarks. So, yes, these are organized groups and they're private tours. They go around a city and they check out significant landmarks. Significant means it's worth pointing out. It is important. It's worthy of your attention. So, yes, if you're taking a tour of, say, Taipei, since we live here, significant landmarks would, of course, be Taipei 101, maybe the Presidential Palace, the Palace Museum, et cetera, et cetera. Those are significant landmarks.
Yeah. I don't go on tours with big groups, you know, where you travel on the plane with them and stuff. I go on day tours, like that's a half a day tour. There's a site called Viator, Viator.com. They have tours all over the world. And they're half day, full day, 2 day. It's up to you. That's one thing you can do instead of just, you know, looking at your Lonely Planet book and trying to find these landmarks. So you're getting paid to visit and discuss fascinating places. Sounds kind of fun. Plus, you get to meet new people, which is also awesome.
Sure.
Now, first, your tour guides must present the same locations with enthusiasm day after day. Okay, this is a hard one. You know, and sometimes people in your group are rude or not very interesting. So as a tour guide, you can't let other people's, you know, attitudes affect you. You have to be enthusiastic and happy, things like that.
Sounds like being an English teacher in Taiwan, actually.
So you're going to locations. A location is a particular place or position. And if you're enthusiastic, you have enthusiasm. That's that excitement about life that people have. That's one of the tough things because, yeah, you don't always get great groups of people.
That's right. So, of course, they're going to these different locations. You've got to be enthusiastic, and their attitudes will affect those of their group members. So you've got to discuss those familiar sights with the same excitement, even after the initial novelty of experiencing them has worn off. So if you're doing the job as a tour guide in your first day, wow, that's Taipei 101. I've never seen a building so tall before. It's so exciting. So that's your initial novelty. Initial means at the beginning. The first. Novelty means something's new and interesting. You've never experienced it before. But after you've introduced Taipei 101 for the 100th time, it's going to be hard to be enthusiastic. Oh, there it is again. That really tall building. Take a look at it. Okay, I've seen it thousands of times. Maybe you'll like it, but I'm sick of it.
Yeah.
No, you can't sound like that. You have to sound like the first time you've seen it in your whole life. There it is. Look at that amazing building. And it looks like a Chinese fan. And it's got this big, heavy, metal ball up there on the top floor, which prevents it from falling down in an earthquake. You've got to sound as exciting as you did the first time.
So you have to have that excitement even after the initial novelty. Initial means first. So novelty is something kind of new, kind of cool. It's a novelty, something you've never done before. You could describe that as being a novelty. So it's original, it's unusual. There are novelty stores in malls in America where maybe you have a friend who has a birthday and you just need a little gift and you go into them and they're kind of crazy gifts. Those are novelty shops, something that's original. So you have to keep that excitement even after you've kind of, you know, lost a lot of the enthusiasm inside. When something wears off, it slowly leaves you. Let me use the dentist as an example. If the dentist drills your tooth, he first gives you a shot, which numbs your gums, numbs your tooth. That nerve is numb. And after you leave the dentist, it takes about an hour or two for that shot to wear off. So when something wears off, it leaves eventually, wear off. Sometimes you go to maybe an amusement park and they give you a stamp on your hand that says, okay, they've paid the fee to enter. If you wash your hand enough, it eventually wears off.
And they can't see it anymore. And back to that word novelty, of course, that reminds me of the old novelty songs, which you don't hear about so much anymore. Maybe the novelty song, Mana Mana Bididi, Mana Mana Bididi.
I remember that.
They're kind of silly songs that are not so popular anymore. Maybe you have to go onto YouTube and look for novelty songs, and you'll find some pretty silly songs there. And that brings us to about the midway point in today's lesson. It's time for us to take a break and let our Chinese teacher take over for a couple of minutes.
Hello, everyone. My name is Tina. 我们今天要讨论的是 a tour guide, 也就是导游这个职业。我们首先来看到第一个空格，后面打上逗号。There's someone helping you get the most out of your trip, a tour guide. 如果你去巴黎旅游，那么呢，有人可以帮助你，然后好好的呢，从这个旅行当中去享受，那这不是一件很幸运的事情吗？搭配文意，第一个空格可以选择 A 选项 luckily, 就是代表着幸好或是很幸运的。第二个空格的句子提到 These workers lead organized groups or private tours around a city or other significant blank too. 导游的工作就是帮你呢把整个队伍或者是一些私人的这个旅行团呢去导览一座城市或者是其他重要的什么。导游的最重要的目的就是要解释一些重要的景点跟地标咯。所以搭配文意，第二题我们可以选择一选项 landmarks, 也就是有地标的意思。第三个空格，我们直接从逗号后面开始看。The blank three involves several challenges you might not expect. 这里谈论的呢是导游的这个工作，这个职业啊，其实包含了一些你可能都没有预料到的挑战。那么谈论的是职业的内容，所以搭配文意，第三题可以选择 G 选项 occupation。也就是有职业的意思。其实导游非常的重要，他要非常的有热忱。第四个空格的句子提到 Their blank four will affect those of their group members. 如果你有参加过旅行团，导游的什么会影响到整体的旅行成员呢？当然就是导游的态度咯，他必须要非常的热忱，热衷于他的工作。搭配文意，第四题我们可以选择 C 选项 Attitudes， 也就是有态度。导游的态度好，当然大家的旅游的心情也就会很好咯。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Welcome back, guys. We're talking about being a tour guide, a dream job with big challenges. It's not all fun, but it can be pretty exciting. But...This particular article is kind of trying to warn you about some of the challenges, some of the things that you might face that are a little more difficult. When we left you, we were talking about how you have to keep that same enthusiasm that you had when you first saw a local landmark, because every tour, you're taking around people who've never seen it before, and you don't want to...dampen, which means make something less, dampen or diminish, reduce their enthusiasm. So you need to be excited too. So your attitudes are going to affect your group. Of course, you might have group members that are really rude and not very fun. You can't let them affect your enthusiasm either.
Right. So again, you got to sound as excited about something as you did the first time, even if the novelty has worn off. Now, another difficulty is communicating effectively. And the more diverse a group is, the more important this skill is. So if you have a diverse group, which means lots of different kinds of people, young people, old people, maybe white people, black people, Chinese, etc., etc., that's a diverse group of people. So you've got to keep them all entertained. Some jokes might work with the kids, but they won't work with the adults. So you got to figure out a way to please everybody.
Yeah, that's not always easy. So to deal with language barriers, and cultural differences, tour guides must be able to relate information clearly, remain objective, and be respectful. Ooh, lots of things you have to do. We often use this word barrier when we're talking about language because a barrier is like a fence or a wall. It's some sort of obstacle that prevents people from moving forward. A language barrier means you can't really understand each other. You can't really 沟通because people just are using different languages or maybe someone's accent is hard to understand. That's a language barrier. You'll also have cultural differences. One culture that's hard for me is the Japanese because they don't always say what they feel. They're so indirect and sometimes I just want to say, 要直接说, you know, because they're very unwilling to let you know exactly what they're thinking. But you have to handle these cultural differences as a tour guide and also relate or share information clearly.Now, what does remain objective mean, Tom?
To be objective, that doesn't mean, or it means that you can't take sides with something.
Yeah.
If you're giving people a tour, let's see, how can I be neutral here? Maybe you're giving people a tour of the Kremlin in Moscow, and you can't just say, well, there's the Kremlin where those evil communist leaders brutally oppressed the Russian people for nearly a century. No, you can't do that. That's being subjective there. You've got to be as objective as possible.
Don't bring politics into it.
Right. That's the one way to be objective is to avoid politics. But yes, don't be judgmental. You could say that. Just introduce it for what it is and don't express your own opinions. You also got to be respectful of the group members and their backgrounds. Okay. You can't say, oh, you are all Democrats and I hate you because I'm a Trump supporter. So you guys, I'm going to treat you like dirt. No, you still have to be respectful of their backgrounds, not just their political beliefs, but their racial backgrounds and their age, whether they're handicapped or not.
Or maybe you don't like their country.
Something like
Something like that. So, for example, a tour guide should be sensitive to their group members' religious differences when introducing a historical church.Yeah, religion, politics, those are sensitive areas, you could say. You have to be careful with what you say. You don't want to offend someone. And some people aren't sensitive and some people are extra sensitive. If you're sensitive, you're very quick to take offense. You're very quick to respond. You're very quick to say, oh, that wasn't very nice. So you need to be sensitive. You need to be careful. Here, if you're a tour guide and you're sensitive, you're careful about what you say.
Right. So don't introduce a Buddhist temple as being part of the Buddhist religion, which is suppressing the Rohingya people in Myanmar right now. Don't say that. That's not being sensitive to religious differences.
Here's an example. I remember years ago, I went in front of a temple and there was a pig that they'd killed and, you know, blood was dripping out of his mouth. And I just thought that was hilarious.
You thought it was hilarious.
But, you know, that's in front of a temple. That's somebody else's religion. You have to respect other people's religion, no matter what you think about what they're devoted to.
You might be talking about that temple in Sanxia. I think they put the big pigs out in front of it during Chinese New Year or something like that. But, yeah, my daughter thought that was scary.
This is a long time ago, yeah.
Someplace else. But the point here is, yes, be sensitive to religious differences. Don't make jokes about religion and stuff like that. Again, be as objective as you can when introducing a church or a temple or a mosque or whatever. Now, what's more, it's critical that tour guides keep their groups engaged. Critical here means it's key. It's very important. It's something you cannot ignore. It's critical to keep them engaged. Mm. Don't let them get bored. If you've run out of things to say, well, pass around some cards or something, or turn on the karaoke machine and have them sing songs or whatever. Keep them engaged, keep them active, or else they'll get bored, they'll fall asleep, and they'll start complaining.
Yeah, it's not enough just to share facts about places. The reason I like our tour guide that took us to the catacombs where the bones were underneath the city of Paris was because he was so funny. He had all of these stories, but then he'd put a little joke into everything. That makes a tour very, very fun. So a final challenge is solving unexpected problems. What if someone in your group suddenly falls down or faints or, you know, a car hits somebody? I mean, horrible things can happen. You have to be someone who is mature enough to respond, you know, correctly. So you have to be prepared for the unexpected. It's hard to prepare for unexpected problems. Here's one. If a museum along the tour route is suddenly closed for maintenance, or a person in the group gets sick, that's another problem. The guide is responsible for coming up with the solution. A route is sort of a path from one place to another. It's how you're going to get from your house to work. What route do you take? What roads do you go on? Route is also pronounced route. They're both completely correct. I grew up saying route. I say route now in Taiwan because most of the people in Taiwan have learned that pronunciation, so I don't want to mess them up. So I just say route.
Yeah, I think I said route and root equally when I was a kid. I wasn't sure how to say it, but in any case, yes, maybe the Palace Museum is closed and you were originally going to take them around there for 4 hours. Now what am I going to do? You need to have a backup plan.
True.
Or, yeah, what if somebody gets sick? What are you going to do if they throw up or they have a heart attack or something? You need to have some plan ready to implement. Where's the nearest hospital, for example? And let's sum up here. It says, while these issues may seem tough to deal with, successful tour guides recognize that it's just part of a meaningful job sharing their passion for the wonderful places they love. So, yes, you might have some issues that are difficult to deal with. An issue basically is just a problem that you encounter. And, yes, you may have these issues, but still, it's a meaningful job because you have a passion about the places you're showing people. You're not just doing it just to make a little extra money on the side.
Yeah, it can be very fun. Right now, we're going to listen to our Chinese teacher, and then we'll be back.
导游的挑战有许多。第五空格这里提到的是 another difficulty is communicating blank five. 另外一个导游会碰到的困难就是要沟通上要怎么样呢？修饰一下这个动词，后面又提到呢，如果你这个旅行团的成员越复杂，那么这项技能就很重要。搭配后面的文意，讲到沟通必须是有效的，所以那么搭配文法修饰前面的动词 communicating， 所以第五题可以选择 I 选项 effectively， 也就是 止有效地。所以另外一个困难是要能够沟通有效。第六个空格的句子提到 to deal with language barriers and blank six differences。在这里提到呢，导游呢还必须呢要能够处理语言上的障碍跟怎么样子的差异呢？既然是去到不同的国家、不同的地区，一定除了语言的障碍之外，最常见的就是文化上的差异了。所以第六题我们可以选择 F 选项 cultural 文化的。Cultural differences, 也就是指的是文化差异。第七个空格还有哪些呢? For example, a tour guide should be sensitive to their group members' religious differences when blank seven, a historical church. 举例来说，导游也必须要对于呢他的旅行成员宗教上面的差异要非常的敏锐的去得知，尤其当他怎么样一个历史性的教堂的时候。那么搭配文意，第七题我们可以选择 D 选项 introducing 介绍。当导游在介绍这个教堂的时候，就要注意到他的成员当中可能有不同的宗教信仰上面的差异。第七题的标准答案就选择 D introducing。 第八个空格 A final challenge is blank aidUnexpected problems. 最后一个挑战就是怎么样 ?Unexpected problems, 没有预料到而发生的问题。当然呢，这就是导游最常要去处理对付的这些不在预期当中所发生的问题。搭配文意，第八题可以选择 J, handling. Handle 本来就是有处理应付的意思。第九个空格我们也直接看后半句，前面提到如果呢你原本要去的博物馆突然关门，或者呢有人在这当中生病了怎么办呢？ The guide is responsible for coming up with a and blank nine. 这时候导游就要负责提出一个什么呢？当然是解决的方案。 To come up with something 后面加名词，也就是提出一个解决方案。第九题的标准答案就选择 B solution。 第十个空格 While these issues may seem blank 10 to deal with， 虽然我们刚刚谈到的各项的挑战跟议题还有困难似乎都怎么样来处理，但是呢一个优秀的导游还是呢会意识到它是一个有意义工作的一部分。第十格放在 seem 的后面可以搭配形容词，搭配文意，第十题可以选 H 选项 tough， 在这里就只有困难的意思，虽然看起来很难处理，但是呢如果有热忱的话，还是会可以成为一个成功的导游。 OK， 以上就是今天的课文讲解，谢谢收听。
That's it guys, thanks for joining us. We hope that if you're thinking about being a tour guide, you get a little bit more information before you jump in. See if your personality is the right fit for that job. For English Digest, I'm Stephanie.
I'm Tom.
Bye. Bye.